very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Yes!
Friday.
Yes!
Whoa, my voice cracked. I mean, yes.
Yes. Get, hit us with your deep, sexy voice one more time, TJ.
Hi, it's Friday.
Oh.
That's wow. As deep as it gets.
I'm so turned on right now. Hey, welcome to it. Happy Friday. Yeah. We're going up 15 degrees today. It's going to be sunny. This will be the coolest 2 or 3 days of September, which isn't bad when you're considering it's 15 degrees. Not bad, no. Right? Last few days of summer, 21st is when it ends. So that'll be Monday. And then it's all done. And I hope you're ready for that because we're getting the full fall season.
Stop it.
We're going to have leaves cracking under our feet. We're going to have fires outside. We're going to have snuggly blankets.
We're going to see the leaves changing color and say, oh, it looks so pretty. I love this season.
Boy, I sure hope that I get to take a picture in front of
you. You guys make fun. This all sounds wonderful.
It does, actually. Yeah,
I'm not really. Saying it with such a tone.
I think we're saying it in the Instagram caption tone.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so
true.
Today is going to be like a really fun day. Obviously, it's Friday. Obviously, $100,000 is on the line like every day. 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, we get your keywords for Destroy Your Debt. And in the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's up?
I hope you guys aren't too attached to me because I'm leaving the show to join the reality TV show where the winner will be sent to the International Space Station.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. It's called Space Hero. And they're going to have a selected group of people undergo extensive training and face challenges. And the winner gets to go to the International Space Station
later
in 2023.
Yeah, he's perfect for this.
You would be incredible. I don't want you to go, though.
No.
I'd miss you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do the training, though. I have an inner ear thing. I think
you just do space trending. You have to beam in from space.
Trending from space.
Jax, what's up?
If it is safely okay to do so, please text 999999. I'm now taking bets. I'm having a barbecue in my backyard tonight, and I'd like everyone out there listening, the early morning crew, to tell me who they think is going to go home early because they're cold.
Oh.
Is it going to be Adam Wilde first, TJ first, or Jesse Blake, producer Jesse first? 999999.
Yeah, what's up, early morning crew? You can call us anytime, by the way.
Thank
416
you so much for hanging out with
872-9999, 999999 to text. Producer Jesse, what's up?
October 2nd is a big deal because that is the day that Rihanna will be hosting a fashion show on Amazon Prime.
Mommy.
Now, it's even more interesting because it's going to feature performances from Travis Scott, Bad Bunny, LMA, Lizzo, Big Sean, Miguel, Roddy Ricch, and more.
That's like the biggest award show
How did she line up like the biggest festival lineup for her fashion
show? That's better than the Grammys.
Yeah,
right? Wow.
It's because it's Rihanna.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
By the way, we need a new Miguel album, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been since we got a new Miguel album?
Too long.
Remind me to forget was a couple years ago, and I still love that song.
Yeah, if somebody could call Kygo and be like, hey, can you write a song that's nostalgic and they just have Miguel sing it? It's like, what's the formula?
What's that? Oh, it has to be nostalgic, summery, and way too detailed.
Yeah. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Brand new Lamborghini.
What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
Universities aren't screwing around. You can be expelled from university in Ontario for breaking COVID-19 rules. Queen's University in Kingston, for instance, announced on Wednesday that students living on or off campus are expected to uphold public health orders and that those who don't will be subject to penalties under the Student Code of Conduct, which includes expulsion. You're probably going to start to see more of this as the quote-unquote second wave starts.
Mm-hmm.
So...
A lot of quote unquotes in here.
It's because the universities can't afford to shut down because it would cost them an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
But it's also about safety.
Yeah.
But it's also about money.
No, safety of their money.
Exactly.
A new study says less sleep makes stressful days feel worse. This is according to research at the University of British Columbia and Pennsylvania State University. They found that getting less sleep could be linked to having a stronger emotional reaction to stressful events. They said specifically, nights of shorter than usual sleep duration predicted more pronounced decreases in positive effect in response to daily stress. What they're saying is, if you don't want to be stressed, go to bed a little bit earlier.
Hold on. Did they just do the study to find out if you don't sleep, you're grumpy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Science, baby. Science.
Cool.
But now they confirmed it.
I could have told them.
Imagine they did the research and it wasn't true.
Oh.
Then we'd be like, whoa, that's crazy.
We needed this for trending, Adam. We needed this for trending.
I needed a sick story, and here it is. The average price for a home in Toronto is now a sweet $1.5 million.
Oh my God.
Here's the crazy thing. That is not even the highest it's been the last few years. In 2017, it peaked at $1.505.
Stop
it. So it's a little bit below that.
Oh,
so that's
guys.
Good. Yeah. They said that with more people spending the majority of their time at home over the past few months with the pandy going on, some buyers are now seeking out larger properties with backyards or better access to green
True.
Space. So people are looking to buy more homes rather than just condo living.
You know, I think our generation is just going to have to get used to taking bougie vacations, because it doesn't matter how many bougie vacations yeah. we don't go on. Who can afford that?
I don't know.
Like, it's just crazy. It's
I'm 28. I'm in the stage of my life where I'm saving money
yeah.
for the down payment. Like, I want to buy a house. Like,
right.
who doesn't? And you read that story and you go, oh.
You can buy a condo.
In a million years.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? You look at a city like New York,
yeah.
Hong Kong, like any of the major, even London, as a world city, and that's what we live in. We live in a world city. Most people don't live in houses.
Yeah.
So we're just going through that transition now, but New York did that like 70 years ago. It's sort of, True. That's the it's a sad reality, but that's the reality. Ask a New Yorker who has a backyard. It's like, yeah. well, you got to pay like $10 million for it.
And you want to live in New York, and it's okay to cry in a world-class city.
Sure, of course
yeah.
it is. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Crying.
Yeah, you can cry with us. We'll cry.
Do it in the shower, though, so your neighbors don't complain because they're pretty close to you.
Yeah.
Because that's how condo buildings work. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Jeez. You know, $100,000 would be a pretty solid down payment somewhere 5 hours north of the city. Destroy your debt. 7 o'clock. We have a keyword for you. It's Virgin Radio. I might be bad. TJ, what was the cost of a home in Toronto again? The average cost?
Average cost, $1.5 million for a detached home.
Okay, so TJ's saving up for his first place. It's going to take him 8 years, but yep. we did get a text from the 647. Hey, TJ, row townhouses in Brampton, only $550,000. Come back home.
Oh, yes.
If you don't know, TJ is from Brampton.
No, I am the mayor of Brampton.
Mayor of Brampton.
Yeah.
Sorry, Patrick okay. Brown. TJ's in town. So, what do you think, man? Seems like a pretty solid price.
I might have to go home.
By the way, is $550,000 now considered cheap?
That's not a deal.
It's really expensive.
Oh, my God.
Music. This is Selena Gomez. Close with the kiss on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$100,000. I want you to imagine it two ways. The first way is with Destroy Your Debt, where $100,000 is put in your checking account. We can do that for you in 25 minutes at 7 o'clock. We're going to give you a keyword. And if you miss that one, that's okay. We'll do it again at 8. But the other way I want you to imagine $100,000 is you're out $100,000.
Oh.
And it's not because you bought a house or even a car. You
or
have
a
nothing
really
to
nice horse.
No, yeah, right?
They
for
are
sure.
expensive.
They're very expensive.
Cheap.
Go to those stud farms. Very, very expensive.
I
now,
know.
The thing is, $100,000 withdrawn from your account and you've got nothing to show for. That is what 59 people in Brampton are facing. 59.
Damn.
Over 700 breaking COVID rule party tickets have been issued. 59 people are facing a $100,000 fine.
Was it worth it? Was it worth the party, people?
Those,
probably
like,
not.
Because they got those like big McMansions in Brampton, right?
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
have these like 200-300 people at these parties.
Also, Brampton, and I grew up there, so I know how this works. But like, I remember when I was in high school, at least, these invites to parties used to go out on Facebook, but they would forget to make them private. So then they would get sent out to all these other schools. So you'd have a party that was meant to have like 30 to 50 people, and like 200 to 300 people would show up because of it.
Oh my God. And that's when things get trashed.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's a bit more of that. I'm assuming they're probably still not using Facebook.
Still, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh man, Jax, what? I feel like you want to say something.
I just hope that everybody is proud of themselves for having fun at. No, it sounds like it was a fun party, and I kind of feel bad. Like, $100,000 is a lot.
It's
a lot. Terrible?
But they need it, though, right? Like, because they're not learning the lesson.
I know, but $100,000?
Dude, $100,000,
I would hide under my bed for the rest of my life. $100,000. Oh! And imagine, the thing is that it's not just paying the money.
Yeah.
It's everybody knows that
yeah.
you had to
yeah.
pay $100,000. It's everybody knowing, that's the guy that had a party and had to pay $100,000 for it.
Here's my question, though. Are they going to be proud of it? Because I feel like if you're like, yeah, I'm the dude.
Well, if you have the money, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if you have the money. You know what they could do then to like get, like, the money is aggressive, obviously, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point here, and Jax is touching this, is like the public embarrassment aspect of it.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of charging them so much money, they charge them like $5,000-$10,000. But for the next year, they have to wear a t-shirt that says, I hosted the party and got a huge fine because I'm a dummy.
Or community service.
I like that.
I feel like community we keep circling back to this t-shirt idea.
Community service works.
Absolutely.
It does.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is now limited to 10 indoors and 25 outdoors for gatherings. Doug Ford noted that these gatherings include parties in backyards, barbecues, and parks, but not restaurants. And I think I just saw on Twitter, strip clubs either. So
yeah, what? Strip clubs have no social distancing. What is it, the no cap on it?
Haven't they?
Or it's back to like what it used to. So I think it's 50, yeah, indoors.
Haven't there been some allegations of confirmed cases at multiple
strips? Oh, yes. It's like allegations, yeah.
No, not allegations. It's confirmed. Press rail, I think.
Yeah. Maybe we should look into that and not...
Jax,
let that happen.
Stop trying to use this as an excuse to go to a strip club, okay? We all know what you're after.
I'm saying maybe
Jax, I'll do the investigation.
Jax only wants one thing.
And it's disgusting.
Strippers and healthy people. Love it.
Doug Ford says, we will throw the book at you, he warned during the press conference on Thursday. Currently, the limits are 50 indoors and 100 outdoors. But again, that's changing to 10 indoors, 25 outdoors. Carol Baskin responds to, quote, a publicity stunt ad about her late husband, Don Lewis. So you saw this story earlier this week. She's on Dancing with the Stars, by the way. And right after her performance, a commercial aired of Don Lewis's family and lawyer asking if anyone had information on his disappearance and if they think Carol Baskin had any involvement in it. She said, quote, it's just been a huge publicity stunt on their part. So what more could they possibly do than that? Adding that she had yet to see the advertisement but was not surprised by it, saying, quote, spending time worrying about what I'm doing is probably not a good use of your time.
Mm. This is a woman saying it's a publicity stunt that is literally on Dancing with the Stars. I have had it up to hair with Carol Baskin.
That's a really good point, actually.
Shush, Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Today's an awesome day for music. We got brand new music from Sam Smith. Woo! It's called Diamonds, and you can hear that all day on Virgin Radio. They also announced that their new album, Love Goes, is out on October 30th. Mm. Also, we have the iHeartRadio Music Festival tonight at 9 o'clock. You hear that on Virgin Radio. There's going to be performances from Miley Cyrus, BTS, Coldplay, Usher, Kane Brown, Swae Lee, and Migos. Yes. We're also going to play it for you tomorrow. And right now, it's been teasing it for a week.
Do it.
Brand new music from Justin Bieber. It's called Holy. It's an iHeartRadio world premiere.
Now, another iHeartRadio.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
3 minutes left to text for Destroy Your Debt. Just make sure it's the word bills and then your name to 99999. That's it. Super easy. In the meantime, we have to tell you something. You were lied to. You were lied to for years. When you were watching The Simple Life, the Paris Hilton that you got to know was merely a character.
What?
She was not the real Paris.
I, for one, am shocked.
Now, Paris Hilton, has made an enormous amount of money and had a huge career out of famous for being famous. And she was really kind of the first person. She was the Kim Kardashian precursor. In fact, wasn't Kim her personal assistant?
Yeah, Kim, like, redid her closets. Yeah. Like, there's a ton of clips online.
Paris walked, so Kim can run.
So Paris was acting a lot of the time. And I want you to listen to her voice because this is key to her character. Because obviously she was somebody that you didn't want to take seriously and she didn't want you to take her serious. So here's her being Paris Hilton.
I love seeing all my favorite looks on the runway inspired by me, the OG. And the packaging is stylish and sexy.
So it's just that little bit of a...
The scientist who worked on this really, one.
It's kind of a TJ twang to it. Yeah, I hear it.
Bit nasally, right? Here's Paris Hilton getting interviewed for this documentary she's got coming out. And by the way, it's called I Am Paris and it'll be on YouTube. And it's really the real Paris.
Okay? It's apparently amazing.
So have a listen to this.
I just felt like it was time for the world to finally know who I was.
Whoa. Limit.
Now, is that not the craziest? Isn't that crazy? So let me just play that for you one more time, okay? So let's go from Paris 1.
Favorite looks on the runway inspired by me, the OG.
Okay, so that's Paris 1. And here's Paris now.
I just felt like it was time for the world to finally know who I was.
You can definitely hear a difference.
She
goes from talking like up in her nose, like up here, to like actually from her diaphragm.
I feel like she was just like punching it up a lot when she was younger, and now she's either smoked more or grown up. I'm not sure. But it's a little thicker. It's a little richer. I like it. I don't mind her voice.
You know, this is a show about honesty, and guys, I'd like to come clean. This isn't my real voice.
Let's hear it, man.
It's actually down here.
You can't even make it.
What's up? It's me. Tyler.
Ew.
I'm grossed out right now. We go together.
And
this is what's trending right now.
You can be expelled from University in Ontario for breaking COVID-19 rules. Queen's University in Kinston, for instance, announced the other day that students living on or off campus are expected to uphold public health orders, and those that don't will be subject to penalties under their student code of conduct, which includes expulsion. Cool. Now, I'm sure, especially with the second wave on the way, that you're going to see more schools and other places start to implement these type of things. Less sleep can make for more stressful days feeling worse. This according to research at the University of British Columbia and Pennsylvania State University. It said that getting less sleep could be linked to having a stronger emotional reaction to stressful events. They said specifically, nights of shorter than usual sleep duration predicted more pronounced decreases in positive effect in response to daily stressors. Translation, if you have a stressful day, go to bed earlier and you'll wake up feeling better about it.
Weird.
Who'd have thought that, huh?
I'm glad they did the study, though. Now we know.
Now we know. The average price for a home in Toronto is now a cool $1.5 million for a detached home. They summarize, or theorize, I should say, with more people spending the majority of their time at home over the past few months, some buyers are now seeking out larger properties with backyards or better access to green space, resulting in the shift from condo living into detached home living. Yeah. They said that 12 of the 33 municipalities in the GTA posted all-time records for average home prices in August, and this is the highest it's been since 2017 when it hit the peak of $1.505 million.
Oh, a couple bucks?
A couple bucks. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
You're very welcome, Adam.
What do we have here?
Oh.
Guys.
Oh.
Is this a brand new song from Sam Smith?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Now, another iHeart TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You host a big party in Brampton, which keeps happening. You are liable to a $100,000 fine. Now, 750 tickets, approximately, have been issued for not following the social distancing / cap on how many people you can have at your house rules in Brampton. 750 tickets. Okay? But the hosts of these parties are the ones that they really go after, right? Because there's gigantic mansions in Brampton where you can have these huge parties with 200 or 300 people. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's really obvious when you're having a party with 200 or 300 people because the road is filled with cars. So how many people are facing a $100,000 fine currently? That is the number that will blow you away. 59.
Whoa.
59 people could pay $100,000.
Almost $6 million.
Is it? Is it?
I hope so.
Sounds like it might be, actually.
Is that bad? That's math's correct, let me tell you.
You were so confident a second ago.
God. You know, I think the weird thing about it is, like, you would always be the known person who was known for blowing $100,000 on a party. And I can't tell. Like, if you're super rich, I guess you don't care. But most of us care.
I feel like if you're super rich, $100,000 fine is still large.
Yeah, that's a notable amount of money.
Right. Like, is that okay? So imagine, you're on a first date,
all right,
and they talk about, like, hey, worst thing you've ever done. And Jax is like, you know, say you're on the first date with Jax. She's like, oh, I smoked weed at my school once. And then it's like, I paid $100,000 fine. Is that a turn on or a turn off?
By the way, we have to split this bill.
Yeah. Right?
It depends how long in the past, I think.
Yeah.
And like how remorseful you are about it.
I guess.
I find remorse to be hot sometimes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Well, like in a healthy way, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Well, like if you feel bad for things you've done that are terrible, yeah, usually. Remorse is hot.
I'm remorseful about a lot of things. Does that mean, do we have
something here? No, for the last time, I'm not attracted to you, okay?
By the way, if you're looking to win $100,000 with Destroy Your Debts, you got about a minute and a half to text KEYS and your name to 999999. That's it. KEYS, your name, same text, Destroy Your Debt, Virgin Radio. Today it's about the best three classes you ever took. It doesn't have to be a subject you liked or passed even. It's just about, hey, I really enjoyed that class, and here's why. Usually it's because you sat beside someone who was super hot, which is, I mean, that's going to be mostly mine. Now, Let's start at
number three.
Jax?
Oh, it was physical education, because about halfway through the class, my teacher just was like, yeah, you aren't good at this. You can go to the cafeteria and sit. So I used to go out and do other activities outside instead. So that was my favorite class when I found out that I had phys ed the next following year. I thought, all right, free pass sure was. Could have used the cardio, though, let me tell you what.
TJ, mine is also gym class at number three, specifically grade 9 gym class, because that was the first year you're really starting to know this girls. And that when they would mix our gym classes together for 1 week.
The best week of your life?
That week was hockey. So like they'd open up the rink next door, Jim Archdeacon in Brampton. So you would go next door and you'd have the girls' gym class too. And I grew up playing hockey, so I would like skate around and try to impress the girls.
Had separate gym classes.
Yeah,
separate
gym there was classes. Until grade. We had a mixed gym class in grade 11, grade 12. But yeah, it was just definitely, when you're very hormonal, they're like, yeah, no, we're splitting you guys up.
Interesting.
We had swimming and they're like, nah, we're keeping you guys separate.
Interesting. Not enough people in Nova Scotia to separate them. Go ahead.
Number three for me, music class, grade 8, Missy Kimovich. And I just want to apologize
to
Missy Kimovich.
Stop hitting on women over the radio.
No, I'm not hitting on her. We were awful. We were terrors.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever been in a class where you could regularly take over the class and there's nothing the teacher can do. But that's what happened. Yeah. It got to the point where, like, I was in the drum section for some reason, and I would literally get up in the middle of the class and go poke my friends with my drumstick as hard as I possibly could. And there was so much chaos going on in the class at that time. Where it was loud, it was crazy. There was no control that she wouldn't even notice. Every class, somebody went to the principal, and I just want to apologize because I feel terrible about how we treated her. She was a very sweet lady. She just could not control us. You know, that just happens.
He's just turning it into a Mend FM. Like, he's just broken bridges.
There's so many apologies I have to make. Yeah. Jax at
number two.
Number two was grade 9 science. Not because I had anything to contribute, nor was I at all good at science, but Mr. Adams, Mr. Adams, he was something else, let me tell you what. Jawline. Could cut ya. Watch out.
Oh, wow.
She's sharp. Watch out, Mr. Adams. And the best part was that he had a twin. He didn't teach at the school, but there was double trouble.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How did you know he had a twin if he didn't teach at the school?
What?
How did you know he had a twin if he didn't teach at the school?
Don't worry about it.
Yo, you're a creep, man. You're such a creep. Yesterday, you told us you were in love with a doll.
No, I didn't say
it. You did, and it's actually up on our Instagram.
I said she was my companion.
Yeah, number two for me, grade 8 music class.
Why?
With Mr. Marr, because he used to throw out tennis balls at us if we screwed up a note.
Oh, that's amazing.
In a very fun way. At least he was laughing when he did it, so it seemed fun.
Were you laughing?
After the tears, okay. I also played the clarinet in that class, but I was in a big section of clarinet players, and I didn't know how to play the clarinet, but they needed one more clarinet player for the grade 8 band trip so that they could actually travel to Montreal. So he's like, look, just come. He's like, just pretend like you're playing the notes, which I did. And then I went on the grade 8 band trip.
Cool.
Wow.
Man, Montreal.
That's
so
cool.
Shout out Mr. Marr.
He's dangerous.
I'm going to go with drama class grade 9 in my number 2. Now, drama class was important for me because I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not really good at anything.
No, that's not true.
It was the first class where I actually, like, I could actually do something I was good at. And my teacher, Miss Kish, liked me so much, she even put me in a play that was in front of the whole school. And there were grade 13s in it. And I was hanging out with grade 13s. Whoa. And I went to a grade 13 party. They invited me to a party afterwards.
How'd you do there?
Not well. It was so funny because, like, when grade 13 existed here, they were adults.
Yeah.
They could drink and everything. Yeah. So they went up to my mom after one of our performances and said, listen, we're taking him to a party tonight. And she said, okay, you make sure you get him home by 11.
Yeah.
And they're like, no problem. And they just were like, well, she doesn't know what state you're coming home in, but it's going to be bad. Yeah. And it was. I was telling them I love them on the way home. It was bad.
Bad boy.
Does the same thing now.
Yeah, he does it.
Number 1.
I am a happy drunk. Jax.
We're going back to grade 11 drama, okay?
Ooh, okay.
And the reason, I like drama class. I thought that it was a lot of fun, but it was also a turning point in my life. Her name is Florence, and it was the first girl I ever had a crush on, and she was in drama. And
her
she was
and the machine?
What's that?
Stop it. No, tell us. No, I'm interested. Yeah. You never brought up Florence.
Oh, you just made a Florence and the Machine joke. Here I am. She was a Belgian exchange student, and she absolutely broke my heart, and she was so lovely, and I still have her on Facebook, and she's married. I hope she's doing well, but she was so lovely.
She broke your heart how?
She just didn't. She just didn't want me, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Was she not?
Don't bring down the music for this.
No, this is important.
Okay.
Was she into you?
No.
At
she
all?
Was like, straight.
She
wanted to be my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
And I wanted to gaze at her, but I didn't know what to do with these feelings. And I would just be like, she's so pretty. Yeah.
And she was the first girl.
Yeah, Florence Sobre. Yeah.
I want to see a picture.
I loved her.
Okay.
She's so lovely.
We are creeping her after that.
I'm gonna cry.
TJ.
Oh, absolutely. I already got her pulled
Trauma
up on Instagram.
FM.
My media arts class in grade 11
yes.
and 12 with my teacher, Mr. Gristy, who is awesome. It was the first class that I ever was in high school where a teacher showed me like, hey, you can do something that's not conventional. Like, you don't have to be an accountant or whatever. Because the whole class was about Photoshop and video editing and just like a bunch of like art-related career paths. Like, drama was a lot of fun, but this was the first thing I was like, oh, I can actually do something with this. And he was a really rad teacher, and I have him on Facebook. He's a buddy. I like Mr. Gristy. I loved media arts. Shout out that class.
My number one was the entire year in grade 3.
Oh.
Mr. Jordan Holmes, Centennial Road Public School.
Cute.
Life-changing man. And here's the thing. He had a little reward system going on. So if you got 100% on a test, you would get a pass. And these passes would entitle you to special privileges. And they were all color-coded. But the pink passes were the ones you wanted the most. Because if you got a pink pass, you got to sit out class for an hour and be on the computer and play SimCity, which was the game at the time. And if you compiled 6 of these, you got to sit out the entire day. And on your birthday, you got to sit out the entire day.
Were the passes transferable? Like,
no.
Would you band together with a group of people and make like a sort of conglomerate?
He specifically said you cannot do that.
Damn.
But also beyond that, Mr. Holmes was one of the best people. When you're like in grade 3, you're just before that I'm going to go into puberty and get weird. And he really...
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. What do you mean? Don't look at me like that. Anyway, he bumped up all of our confidence. We all loved him, and I am still in touch with Mr. Holmes today.
Yeah. Can I talk to him if he's bumping up confidence?
Yeah.
I said, use it.
Well, he's the man.
Yeah.
Just a great teacher. All right, so here's what we want to know. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. What are yours?
New rankings.
Talking about the best 3 classes you ever had. You didn't have to do well in them. They just had to be great. So what were they? TJ, what are the text messages saying?
Text from the 905. My number one was grade 12 biology class. We got assigned seating, and the teacher placed this guy beside me that I hated.
Oh.
By the end of the semester, we were dating. Fast forward 7 years. We're still together.
Whoa!
Just bought our first house and have 2 fur babies.
Hey!
What a lovely story.
I love that. That's like what's the guy that wrote the Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling movie?
Titanic.
Not Titanic. What's
Notebook?
The movie? Notebook. Yeah, that guy. Whoever wrote that. That's one of his books.
Mr. Notebook.
Mr.
Nicholas
Notebook
Sparks.
Guy. That's
yes.
it. There it is.
Yeah.
There
I mean,
it is.
I don't know.
There it is.
Big contributor. Here we are.
Another text for the 647. Miss Shepherd for English. Every time we did a Shakespeare book, she would make sexual jokes or how it's better when you smoke something green before reading.
It's what? True.
And at the start of May every year, she would start the class saying, hooray, hooray, it's the start of May. Outdoor sex begins today.
I feel like that's a little
bit. Yeah,
was this your teacher?
Yeah, that's not, maybe that sounds like an 80s teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't do that anymore.
No, you definitely can't. You will get sued. Last text here from the 905. Grade 12 science class with Mr. Fraser. He made science amazing. He was known to jump on top of desks and tables and talk and tell us about him and his dog Dexter being kidnapped by aliens and implanting a chip in his head that gave him the ability to teach us about science.
Whoa.
That's some Bill Nye the Science Guy level.
Damn.
God
entertainment.
Man.
Teachers like that, special.
Yeah.
Just special, right? Like, that's a life-changing. Okay, so we got Allison on the phone. Allison, give us your top 3.
Okay, grade 2. My grade 2 teacher, it was her first year of teaching. She was absolutely amazing.
Cute.
We're still very good friends today.
What was her name?
She came to Miss Magwood.
Oh, Miss Magwood.
Yeah, she was amazing. We're still friends today. She came to my bridal shower.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, she's amazing. My second top class was careers in high school. I just was with all of my friends. It was one of those fluffy classes that
Bird course, yeah.
It was just a good class. And then my other one is history from high school. The teacher was just very engaging and very approachable with lots of things and taught us how to think differently. We went to this Boston trip as a class, and I still think about that trip to this day.
Wow.
Because it was just so influential. It was amazing.
People sleep on history classes. History was such a good subject in school.
Mr. McDonald, I love you, man.
Yeah.
He was great. My history teacher was also my French teacher, and he liked the Rolling Stones, and so did I. So we bonded, and I liked history because I'm a
nerd. Oh, I love that.
Cute.
Anyway, this is great. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
And this is what's trending right now.
So some breaking news about TikTok. Starting Sunday, Donald Trump will be blocking downloads of TikTok and WeChat. And I mean that personally. Donald Trump will personally be blocking it. No, he did mention a couple months ago they were going to be blocking TikTok downloads in the States. So they gave like a 45-day deadline for an American company to buy a stake in TikTok and then you could keep it there, which did end up happening. So we were talking just a day or two ago about the Oracle Corporation buying a minority stake in the company. The thing is all that's going to be finalized after the 45-day deadline on Sunday. Okay. So, on Sunday, downloads will be blocked, but it's unclear if, once the whole thing is finalized, if it's going to come back or if they're going to keep it blocked. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But that could be pretty huge change to TikTok.
Producer Jesse did point out this morning that most American apps are blocked in China.
Yeah.
So this is just using their strategy against them for the first time ever.
Yeah. Pretty huge change.
Yeah.
But how many times have those apps been allowed in that country and then blocked, right? Like they might have been blocked in the beginning.
True, true. Yeah.
Toronto is now limited to 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors for gatherings. The premier noted that these gatherings include parties in backyards, at barbecues, and parks, but not restaurants and strip clubs, apparently, as we just saw in the news. He said, "We will throw the book at you," he warned at the press conference yesterday. It's a great day for music. Okay, first of all, and we just played it not that long ago, new music from Sam Smith. It's called Diamonds. You can hear that all day on Virgin Radio. They also announced their new album, Love Goes, is coming out October 30th. Tonight is the 2020 iHeartRadio Music Festival, and you can hear that at 9 tonight on 999 Virgin Radio. There's going to be performances from Miley Cyrus, BTS, Coldplay, Usher, Kane Brown, Sway Lee, and Migos, and more. And of course, we've been excited about this for well over a week now. New music from Justin Bieber. It's called Holy, and here it is as an iHeartRadio world premiere.
Now.